Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we going to, if I bring this up, this will be the fourth time we've brought it up and not never actually came through.
No, fourth?
Something like that.
Are we including the other holiday?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think we should do we tour Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Year, I think. And maybe we even give away a huge prize to the best like Christmas light display in that we find to be the best one in Colorado.
I like that.
I think we could make that happen. So okay. You could submit submissions. But here's the reason I'm bringing this up. There's a couple in Long Island who have put up an inflatable Santa Claus that is 42 feet high.
Yeah. It's massive. It is taller than their house.
It is 135 pounds. They found it on some, it says a sketchy website. I don't know why. It cost them $3,000.
Wow.
How did that make the news article? Like, from some sketchy website.
I know. Maybe we should see if we can find one. Here's what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking about three things at one time. One, I think we should go to Christmas light displays. That'd be awesome. Two, if you have a 42 foot Santa Claus, we're not coming to your house. Want to know why? Because there's no skill. There's no skill there. Like,
it feels like cheating.
It does.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I hate all inflatables. And I know there are parents out there who are mad at me. My daughter loves the Mickey Mouse snow globe. Great. Put it in her room. That's not, I don't think that's a Christmas decoration. You didn't do anything. And then in the day,
it's the saddest thing
in the world.
It is.
You're just driving around, there's dead Santa, dead Jesus, dead Mary if you did the nativity scene. It's just a bunch of dead things in your yard.
But I think I'm a fan because my kids are of the age where we still pile in the car. We actually got to-go cups. We bought them special and fill them with cocoa.
That's
the little
cute lid
on them. We all get in the car and we just drive around and we look at the lights and all the decorations.
I'm sorry,
and
you
stuff.
Look at the what?
The lights and all the decorations
but
and stuff.
What's more impressive?
Well, that's where it's tough because the lights are bright. I mean, you need the lights. If you got inflatables, you need the lights to go with it. I'll give you that. But some of the inflatables, they have so many in the yard. It's covered. Like, that in itself is a skill.
So
like
coverage
you've
is
been
the key?
Collecting them. You're clearly a collector. And that is impressive. Like, you've stored these somewhere, somehow, and I will come. Like, people park. There's some houses people park and get out and walk. Like, the house is set up for you to, like,
my brother-in-law's grandparents, they used to open up their house so you could go inside. They were ones
go
that were
inside?
They were ones that were constantly in the newspaper we would start decorating the day after Thanksgiving, and like the roof was covered, the yard was covered, and they, you could literally walk inside.
Wow. I've never been inside a house before.
And guess what? There wasn't a single inflatable.
Oh. That makes it cool.
Here's all...
That makes it cool? Just that?
Just that, yes. Because I don't think... I just... There's no
lure
effort.
Me into the murder house because there's no inflatable.
Well, I mean,
you can come in, but okay. There's no out.
No, going into the house is definitely out. But like, there's something about, like, if you've gone all the way and synchronized it and you have the baby radio station broadcasting or whatever, and you're playing Trans-Siberian Orchestra, or
pretty cool.
Your one window talks to the window next to it. It's like, hey, what are you doing? I don't know, my baby. I love that.
Yeah, those
that's
are fun.
Cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. But I just
I feel that way about the projector lights as well. I also feel like those are kind of cheating.
I agree with you on those. That's
it's not kind of cheating. They're just
what? Okay,
my neighbors have them, so I should probably try.
Which
lightly.
Ones?
The ones Russ and Bobby next to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I wouldn't have said their name because we're gonna trash those lights.
No, and they have them everywhere, and they do. They've come a long way, but the other thing, I live close enough to the airport that I feel like those lights are like the ones that aren't hitting your house.
Oh, it must be a distraction to the pilots.
Yeah, the plane's like, wah! Because it's like, they're like, you know, you're not supposed to shine a laser at a plane.
Yeah.
And that's exactly
just
what we're doing.
Just a little laser?
But it's a pretty good laser.
Who's got a big enough laser?
Some of the new ones hack. You should go.
Okay.
Like, I've walked by them and they're kind of big lasers. Like,
okay.
All right, the other one that drives me nuts, and I need to read the room, because my friends, stop saying everybody's names. They got the deer.
White metal deer. Ones?
Then they're lit, like their skeletons are lit.
So okay.
It's just a whole 3D lit deer.
I don't hate those.
And then
they're
head, does the head move a little bit?
The ones they got are very, like the old school ones.
Do they have the
ones,
red bow?
So that's the old school ones.
I dig those.
And they're like soft white.
Yeah.
These are like bright white with some like rainbow, like abrasive.
Huh.
And he's an avid hunter. So I'm literally thinking about going to his house and just killing one and taking the pictures that like holding antlers going, got my first kill, and like sending him to him and having him realize that I've destroyed his light display. But that's the same thing. To me, it takes no skill. If you didn't have to be on a ladder and risk life and limb putting lights up, then I don't want to see your display. All you did was like, you put a thing outside.
We had the deer growing up, but we also put the lights on the house. It's just a nice touch for the yard. It balances deer, things out a little bit.
Because have you heard some deer come and try to like, it's a real thing. If you live in Parker, which you do, there's deer out there. Sometimes they get confused.
I hate that. I don't want deer coming to my house for anything, let alone that.
I am going to put deer in your front yard.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.